One of Iraqi Kurdistan's two ruling parties is heading to September's parliamentary election without its leader and Iraq's president, Jalal Talabani. The Patriotic Union of Kurdistan admits that Talabani's absence will have an impact on the party's election performance.
Sure, that clearly has an effect on this case because Jalal Talabani is a member of the leadership of the Liberation Movement of Kurdistan People and he is a political and diplomatic man in this area.
Talabani is apparently still hospitalized in Germany after suffering a stroke in December last year. Reports claim that several people have tried to visit the 79-year-old, but his family has refused. Press TV asked Talabani's party why it has not shown a short video of the leader to revive public support.
The team of doctors announced that Jalal Talabani is in good health, but during Talabani's first operation, and according to the decision of the team of German doctors, they agreed that Talabani should not leave treatment. He should stay there so they can look after him for a while.
The Kurdistan region's main opposition party hopes to win more votes in the absence of Talabani. The Change Movement ran in the 2009 election after members broke away from Talabani's Patriotic Union.
Today the conflict is between two political parties. One of them is the Kurdistan Democratic Party and those sides and parties that are linked to it. The other side, in reality, is the Change Movement. I believe the Patriotic Union is finished. It's definitely lost its voters because it could not deliver its messages and programs and implement them over the past 4 years.
The Kurdistan region's parliamentary election will take place on September 21st. Over 1,000 candidates are competing for 111 seats. The regular media updates on Jalal Talabani's health now seem to have stopped. Some observers claim that the leader's health may have deteriorated, but his party does not want to announce that news until after the election. Aside from the speculation, Talabani's party seems to need its leader now more than ever before. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.